From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission, to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
This is an engineering mate, John O., with a supplement to the Captain's Log, Stardate 2521.75, Earth's late summer's eve. The captain and crew of the starship UFA are isolated on Earth's surface after being exposed to a microscopic yet deadly new pathogen from the planet Minutia. It happened so fast that there was no time for the ship's medical team to develop a plan, and most of the crew were affected. The only recourse was to return to Earth. They are quarantined in Tucson, an isolated village in one of Earth's deep deserts. Their quarantine regimen was to last for an entire year, giving them time to heal. A skeleton crew of technicians and starship repair specialists are the only ones left on the UFA. We volunteered to sterilize the ship and update all the vessel's communication systems. When the captain and crew return, we will be ready to depart Earth's orbit with the ship in tip-top shape. Because of the innovative engineering, the crew will rarely have to interact in person. The compartments of the ship have been fitted with specialized equipment, which allows for remote communication. Each will have all that is needed to operate and navigate the UFA as it zooms once again to where no one has been before. One of my goals is to keep the onboard crew in good spirits and have spent many hours preparing for a weekly musical entertainment event. We congregate on the ship's holodeck, where the engineering team has created a killer sound system. Thanks to the ship's extensive historic music selection, I can fulfill any request from the exhausted crew. The entertainment has been what keeps us motivated. We program the replicators to make us burritos and enchiladas and tacos, along with tequila cocktails so that we can have a connection with our earthbound comrades. We call this event, this gathering, Kexi. It's what keeps us sane and our spirits high. Without Kexi, we would drift apart and lose our direction. We would do our duties without a bounce or a walk. The year is almost up now. The ship is ready for the return of the captain and crew. The onboard team has completely transformed the UFA. We are ready to welcome them back. We miss our families and our crewmates. I'll close out this log with one of the most requested songs from the crew. It was written 500 years ago, and the author's positive vibe still resonates. This is Engineering Mate Giotto signing off. May your time alone give you inner strength, and may you once again walk with friends.
My name is Fabiola Bedoya, and this is Captain's Log, stardate September 23rd, 2020. The year started for me by turning 30, and I felt alive for a few months. Then the shutdown happened during the U of A spring break, and I was made to finish my semester at home while being with my young son and my mother. I got lucky in a way. I started a new job just about 2 weeks before things went awry. But I was working the food industry, so I worked through the summer in what created a period of time that is one I'll never forget, as it showed me people's true colors. I spent my summer suffering in silence, writing poems of nonsense, and at night making art as an escape, so that it would encapsulate my feelings for the day. And anxiety didn't let me rest. I had a lot of time to think and reflect and observe. And these are some things I've come to realize. The year was spent with old feelings, old lessons. Overall, I felt regret, anger, sadness, but above all, confusion for all the thoughts pouring out. It took a bit of heartache to snap me out. This pause in time, it created a change in me, but I have no regrets. It put into perspective lessons I've learned, morals I stand for, and the values that lie in my core. It showed me the kind of people I want in my life, and showed me those I can let go of. Now, as the year approaches its end, so does this chapter in my life. Come December, I'll finally finish my undergrad at the U of A. And things as I've known them for a long time will come to an end, and I get to begin again. Though I still think of what once was, what I have lost, and of those moments I'll never get, I am choosing an open mind and happiness for what lies ahead. And I'll always remember what year 30 taught me.
Randy Govin, aka Big Mama Trauma, Captain's Log. Star date? Unknown, really. In the before time, it was easy to live a calendar life, but during the quarantine, I can only make educated guesses on what month it is based on the EG's flavor of the month. It feels as if 2020 has been going on for 5 years, am I right? I've been working from home for 6 months, which is a blessing and a curse. I always thought that having my dogs as my coworkers would be the best thing in the world, but indeed I was wrong. I've been writing a lot more songs in quarantine than I have in my entire musical journey. I've been plotting a lot of creative ways to entertain from a distance and to keep the art going since we can't perform at the moment. Honestly, just trying to maintain a low-carb lifestyle during the Rona, cutting out a lot of soda and sugars, processed foods. I'm feeling oddly really good. The high that I get from working on my goals every day is definitely outweighing the feeling of the impending doom that is the coronapocalypse. To all of you, I wish you good health, good wealth, and buckle up, buckaroos, cause the ride ain't over.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. On September 18th, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed on. I would like to spend the rest of this Captain's Log Project show dedicated to her. And while it's a small gesture, it felt necessary to do. I thought it appropriate to start off with the nearly minute and a half standing ovation applause that she received at her 1993 swearing-in ceremony.
Extraordinary American woman, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, will be, as you say, the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. This high honor. Amazing it took so long. Appropriate that it's Ruth Ginsburg.
It is utterly amazing. Of course I didn't see it coming. And it was all the creation of a second-year law student at NYU. It came about this way. She was reading the court's decision that invalidated a very significant part of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and she was angry. And then she remembered that I had said, anger is a useless emotion, it doesn't get you any place. Do something positive. So she created this Tumblr, starting with my dissent, and then it took off into Wild Blue Yonder. I certainly was given a tremendous boost into the public arena by the notorious RBG. When I was asked about it, I said, well, it's exactly right, because notorious B.I.G. and I had something in common. You did? What? We were both born and bred in Brooklyn, New York. Did you always want to be a judge? Or more exorbitantly, did you always want to be a Supreme Court justice? I tried to explain the way things were in the not so good old days. So when I graduated from law school in 1959, there was not a single woman on any federal bench. It would not be a realistic ambition for a woman to want to become a federal judge. It was not realistic until Jimmy Carter became our president. He looked around at the federal judiciary and said, that's nice, but they all look like me. So I am determined to appoint members of minority groups and women in numbers to the federal bench, so we will use the talent of all of the people of the United States, and not just some of them.
Ooh, just a minute. Thank you. On the road to full equality, there's darkness, twists and turns, but now we stand to celebrate for all the world to see, with only one remaining thing to ask. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You're my favorite justice on the Supreme Court. my favorite justice on the Supreme Court. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You bring the rulings and I'll bring a little tour. On the side of fairness there you'll be. Oh, so resolute, your heart is pure. The worth of individuals you see. That Walmart's not a person, that's for sure. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Now that it's possible, I'm finally free to say. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Or will you be the one who breaks my heart and slips away? In your black robe and your jabot, you're the one for me, I know. When the other jurists on the bench issue deeply flawed majorities, breathless I will wait for your dissent, a voice that's clear or all other supremes. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? I'll defend your honor when Alito's in your face. Oh, but you don't need me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Just by being true, that's how you keep him in his place. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You're my favorite justice on the Supreme Court. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You bring the rulings and I'll bring a little tort. You're my favorite justice on the Supreme
Well, that is going to do it for this edition of the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thanks for joining me. Thank you to Fabiola, John O., and Big Mama Trauma for joining me tonight, sending good thoughts your way. As for music, you just heard Ruth Bader Ginsburg by Ann Reed and Big Mama Trauma's new song, Countdown. You also heard music from Steve Gorn, Slow Dancing Society, Honey, and John O's pick from 60 Second Sarah. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. As always, I invite you to submit your own log for a future show by emailing me at amya@kxci.org. I'm Amy A, signing off for tonight. Remembering the notorious RBG. May her memory be a revolution.
Live long and prosper.